At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hey everyone, Eric Vanek here of South Harmon and the America's Game podcast. You can find me on X at Eric Vanek NFL. You can follow us on the South Harmon Fantasy Football channel right here down below. Make sure you guys like and subscribe. Also on any of your podcast formats, make sure you guys rate, review, all that kind of good stuff on the podcast formats as well. That'll be much, much appreciated. But we are going to get into my Week 10 takeaways. What about the injuries that we had from Week 10 here? Which there wasn't too many. We had a few. Who do we need to be looking to pick up here in our redraft leagues for the waiver wire this week? And as always, our deep dynasty leagues that we need. One little quick little bite here. Recording before Monday Night Football as usual. So if there's any injuries tonight between the Eagles and Packers, they will not be on this show for you on Tuesday morning, hopefully, when you're listening to this. So let's get into the bye weeks for this coming week. We're going to have Indianapolis and New Orleans. Kind of shitty that Indianapolis gets the bye coming back from Berlin. But Atlanta, no, fuck you guys. You guys don't get the bye. So that's NFL logic for you. Way to go. So stupid. All right. Anyways, injuries for this week. Quarterback injuries. Geno Smith, he got banged up on Thursday. Just kind of want to monitor his status. Looked like he was limping pretty good there. Haven't really heard anything about that since, so just kind of have to monitor Geno and see if he even practices this week. The other one was Jackson Dart. He suffered a concussion. We'll have to monitor his status throughout the week and see if he is able to play this coming week or not. Running back injuries, not too many, just a couple here, but Terrell Jennings was the first one I had here, suffered a knee injury in the third quarter, didn't return to the game, so we'll have to monitor Terrell Jennings going forward, probably somebody you're not really rostering in many of your leagues anyways. Bam Knight, though, he suffered an ankle injury late in the third quarter, did not return to the game. That game was a complete blowout, so don't know if it was just because of that or was it a really severe ankle injury. We'll have to monitor Bam Knight's status going forward. And then last is Bucky Irving. I just kind of wanted to give a update on him that we got from Todd Bowles today. He has no timetable for his return, so that is not good. So did he suffer a setback, or is he just not healing right? We don't know that fully yet, but seems like we're going to be missing Bucky Irving for a little bit longer here, and just makes you think, why didn't we just put him on IR to begin with? He's already missed 4 weeks, so dumb move. Anyways, wide receiver injuries. We had a few here. DJ Moore, he was in and out of the game with multiple different injuries. I think today he suffered a shoulder injury. We'll just have to monitor DJ Moore's status. He gave you a big zero burger if you started him this week, unfortunately. But yeah, we're going to have to monitor DJ Moore's status going forward for this week. Darius Slayton, he suffered a hamstring injury, and he was limited the rest of the way, so we'll have to monitor his stats, see if he can play this week or not. The other one, Garrett Wilson, re-injured his knee during the game against the Browns that he had been out with, so same injury, same knee. Have to monitor him going forward. They do play on Thursday this week. There's probably a pretty solid chance that we may miss Garrett Wilson this week. Zay Jones, he tore his Achilles. He'll be done for the season, and that might wrap up the career there for Zay Jones as well. So feel free to drop Zay Jones. Devontae Adams, back injury in the fourth quarter, didn't return. Need to monitor him. I don't know if that was just because they were up so much and didn't want to risk him, but yeah, Devontae Adams, will just have to monitor that one. And then two tight end injuries that were pretty big, actually. Dalton Kincaid, he suffered a hamstring injury, limped off the field. Didn't look great, but he was having a solid game before then. Have to monitor Dalton Kincaid's status going forward. And then Aronde Gadsden for the Chargers. Knee injury in the third quarter, didn't return. He is getting a MRI, according to Adam Schefter. We'll just have to wait and see on that and see what kind of status here we get on Aronde Gadsden. But hopefully we get no news, so that's good news that we don't have like a torn ACL or something. Who knows? Okay, waiver wire this week. Redraft quarterbacks I got for you this week. I have five of them for you. Marcus Mariota versus Miami. I think that could be a pretty good matchup for you if you need a quarterback this week. Tua against Washington. Washington just gave up over 500 total yards to Detroit. And Tua was slinging the ball again this past week against Miami, or against Buffalo, I'm sorry. So, yeah, I think Tua could be a really good play for us this week. Michael Penix versus Carolina at home. I think Penix could have a decent game there against Carolina. Joe Flacco versus Pittsburgh. I mean, Flacco's just been killing it. And if you're going to beat the Steelers, it's about throwing the ball. So that could be a good one. And then last, Geno Smith versus Dallas. Now, that's the caveat. Does Geno Smith play, or does Kenny Pickett swing in there? But it is Dallas. Dallas has given up a ton of yards to everybody. So that could be a pretty good matchup for us this coming week. Dynasty quarterbacks, I got three of them here for you. Kenny Pickett, if Geno Smith misses time, Kenny Pickett would be the one that steps in there. Jackson Dart with his concussion injury would be Russell Wilson who would step in there. And then Tyrod Taylor, like, I think there's still a possibility here that Tyrod Taylor goes in for Justin Fields, who can't even, you know, throw for 60 yards in a game. I think this is his fourth game this year that he's throwing below 60 yards. I looked it up today. That is ridiculous. And Justin Fields is fucking awful. Redraft running backs for us this week. I got Sean Tucker on here. So he led the Bucs in rushing yards this week. 22 snaps, 32% of the snaps, 10 routes, 2 targets. He had 1 catch for negative 2 yards, but he had 9 carries for 53 yards. And I've always liked Sean Tucker, so that could be somebody for you this week that could step in and do pretty good. Next up, Michael Carter with the Bam Knight hurting his ankle. I think Carter is the one who stepped in and replaced him for the rest of the game there. DeMarcado probably is going to be the guy I'd rather have, but Michael Carter will get some time in there if you really, really need a running back. Dynasty running back, only got one for you this week, and that's D'Ernest Johnson. If Terrell Jennings and Ramondre Stevenson continue to miss, D'Ernest Johnson is the one who moves up to the RB2 on the Patriots. So that is a big one for us in Dynasty that you might want to pick up. Redraft wide receivers for you this week. I think Tez Johnson, if he continues to be available, 57 snaps, 83%, 39 routes, 5 targets, 4 catches, 42 yards, and 2 touchdowns for Tez Johnson. So really, really good one there for Tez Johnson if he happens to be available for you. Dynasty wide receivers. Devon Vele, he stepped up a lot this week with obviously the trade of Rashid Shaheed. 59 snaps, which is 87% of their snaps. 31 routes, 3 targets, only 1 catch for 15 yards, but Vele is going to obviously be a big part of this offense going forward, and he's going to play 80% of the snaps every single week. So I think in our deep dynasty leagues, he's definitely worth somebody picking up there. Greg Dortch, so what, he played 30 snaps, 21 routes, didn't get a target, but he took over for Zay Jones after the injury, and obviously Zay Jones is going to be out for the year. So Greg Dortch is going to be the new third wide receiver for Arizona, definitely worth a pickup in our deeper leagues. And then last is Treylon Burks for Washington. 21 snaps, 39%, 13 routes, 3 targets, 3 catches for 58 yards. And Treylon Burks continues to play quite a bit here for Washington and making some plays here. So Treylon Burks, if he is out there in your dynasty leagues, I think he's worth a pickup. Redraft tight ends. I have 2 of them here for you this week. Dalton Schultz, if he continues to be available, 58 snaps, which was 77%. He ran 40 routes, was targeted 11 times, 7 catches, 53 yards, and a touchdown. So even if Stroud's in there or Davis Mills, whoever's in there, Schultz has been used quite a bit this year, and you can do a lot worse than Dalton Schultz in your tight end spot. So if he's available, I would definitely pick him up. And then Dawson Knox, 46 snaps, 68%, 27 routes, 4 targets, 3 catches for 37 yards. Looks like he would be the starter there if Dalton Kincaid misses some time here with that hamstring injury. Dawson Knox is probably the guy you're going to want at that Buffalo tight end spot. Then dynasty tight ends, have a couple here for you. So Johnny Munt and Quentin Morris. If Hunter Long continues to miss, these guys were the two main tight ends, whereas Munt was the only one who got targeted yesterday. But then I just saw before I started recording this, Brenton Strange was designated today to return, so he could be back this week and just make both of these a moot point altogether. I personally would just stay away from it. But just wanted to bring up both names just in case Strange and Hunter Long miss. Jackson Hawes, one of my favorite young tight ends in the league right now, 29 snaps, 43%, 13 routes, 2 targets, 1 catch, 26 yards, and a touchdown for Jackson Hawes. So he would play a ton too if Dalton Kincaid misses. So there would be a, you know, pretty much a committee there with Knox and Hawes, where Hawes, I think he could sneak in there and do pretty decent for us. And then Greg Dulcich, so we didn't really get to talk about him too much last week because he played on Thursday, but 32 snaps, 58%, 17 routes, was targeted 4 times, 1 catch, 22 yards. I believe the week before it was 4 for 49 yards, I believe it was, last week for Dulcich. So he has come in and probably been their best tight end, you know, after Darren Waller has been there this year. Way better than Julian Hill and these Tanner Connors that they've been playing for 2-3 years now. So Dulcich, if he continues to be out there, I think he's a really good pickup for us. And then last is Will Disley. So he's been inactive, healthy inactive, the last 3 weeks because of obviously Gadsden and Conklin, and they use some other guys too. But if Gadsden misses time, I think Disley will step right back into that starting tight end role, and Tyler Conklin would definitely have a role too as well. But I think Will Disley could be somebody, if he ended up getting dropped in your deeper dynasty leagues, Disley could be the guy who steps in there for Gadsden the rest of the way if, you know, hopefully Gadsden doesn't have that a super long injury there. But nothing on the what the fuck are we doing here, man, segment this week. Everything was pretty fine. We did have Brian Daboll get fired here this afternoon. So, you know, we'll see how the Giants look the rest of the season here. But, yeah. Getting closer and closer here. We're getting closer to the Thanksgiving games, and that usually signals, hey, my playoffs are right around the corner. They're right around the corner, guys. So it's going to be a really interesting, you know, rest of the way here. Hopefully these injuries stay calm down for us, and we can continue to go ahead, get some fantasy wins on the season. So with that, I'm going to wrap it up this week. Short one this week. Not a lot happened, which is a good thing. Like, we don't need the waiver wires to be super complicated. So this is the kind of episodes that we like, honestly. So with that, we're going to wrap it up here at Eric Vanek NFL on X. Make sure you guys follow me there. Thursday nights, join me and Maddie Kiwoom. We do the walkthrough. We go through every single matchup for you during the week right here on this channel, and it also goes on podcast form, so make sure you guys check that out. You can come join us live on Thursday nights and ask some questions too. That's always fun. That's at 7 p.m. Eastern time Thursday nights. Sunday, 12 noon Eastern, right here on this channel as well. Start Sit Show. Come ask us any of your Start Sit questions that you may have. We'll help you. We did really, really good this week. We did really good the week before as well, me and T-Rock, and then this week it was me, T-Rock, and Adam. We did pretty good this week, guys. So, you know, your Kyle Monogonies and God, who else did we have on there? We had Kyle Williams. We told Dynasty Barry to start. That worked out good for him. So yeah, definitely helping you guys out this whole season so far on Start Sit. So hopefully you guys can join us. So with that, gonna wrap it up here. I'm Eric Vanek. We will see you guys next week for week 12.